Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast, where three Hollywood professionals have an hour to turn a humble idea into a pitch for an awesome television show or movie. I'm your Shift F5 in content aware filling host, Freddie Wong.
Hey, guys. Call me the magic wand of this podcast, because I lasso around and smartly attach to stuff and help you just figure out the boundaries of the story and what you want to cut out and fill in. That's my job. I'm Will Campos.
That's only the magnetic lasso, by the way.
The what?
I just described the magnetic lasso. Son of a... Ah! It's going to be a bad one.
My name is Matt Arnold, sometimes writer-director, and if I were to use the stamp tool, it would also be also a sometime writer-director. Stamp tool again, sometimes writer-director. Stamp tool again. What are we doing today?
Well, feather my edges, boys.
Set that radiance to smart, because we're doing a little movie called the Adobe Photoshop movie. The software package everyone knows, loves, has pirated at some point in their life.
I am so... fucking excited for this.
Who's pirated Photoshop?
Please, in high school? That's the only way I have Photoshop for the longest time.
Yo, I did some things to get Photoshop back in the day. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to talk about them, but I had to do some things to survive on the mean streets of film school.
What was your first Photoshop?
My first one was the GIMP. Do you guys remember the GIMP, like the fake Photoshop?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember whipping up many an entry for the Something Awful Forms Photoshop Friday contest in my good old friend the GIMP, and I made it into their roundup once or twice.
Oh, really? Me too, Will.
I'm looking at what the original one was.
I think Matt's kind of blowing over my huge flex right now that I was featured in a Something Awful Photoshop Friday, which is like maybe the highlight of my entire career.
Oh, I did not know. I mean, I was not a Something Awful person, so yeah, congratulations. I was looking at different versions of Photoshop. I was really listening to what you're saying.
My version of Photoshop was Photoshop 3.0.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think I'm way back here because my friend Brendan had a Mac and we definitely used Photoshop probably right before high school. So
for what? What were you using Photoshop at that age for?
I had
bubble porn. Just admit it was bubble porn.
It was bubble porn.
You invented it.
I had an animal-oriented environmentalist pamphlet.
Wait,
pamphlet,
what?
Pamphlet that I made for my fellow students in elementary school that was like 2 pages.
It like about what, like saving the animals and stuff?
Like different animals. So essentially what I did was, did you ever get those like monthly... like animal facts, like they're kind of like folders that you put in binders. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
It was like a subscription and you'd get like this like folder
Zoo
that
books?
You put
Are you talking about Zoo Books?
Sounds like he's talking about Zoo Books.
Is that what they're called? They might have been like called Zoo Books.
It seems Zoo Books adjacent.
Yes, it's Zoo Books adjacent. So I essentially just pick a favorite animal of that and then just more or less copy whatever they already wrote. Like I literally would add like, you know, like a word jumble and like a few games and then like a little piece about like, you know, what we could do to help out. I was a little environmentalist when I was in elementary school.
Dang. I didn't know you were the most popular kid. Well, was it? Did it help your popularity?
I was past whether or not worrying about how popular I was, Freddie. I was just doing my own thing in elementary school.
That's fair.
So I went through a phase in middle school where I carried the Communist Manifesto around with me everywhere. And then I would spend my lunch break like standing on a table trying to get people to join a communist revolution in my school.
Oh, God. You were that kid?
I remember very vividly the moment where a little red rose 12-year-old Will Campos like had his beliefs challenged was the Sega Dreamcast was coming out.
Oh yeah.
And one of my friends was like, Will, in your communist country, would you still be able to have a Dreamcast? And I was like, oh my God, I don't know. Like, I guess everyone would have to have a Dreamcast. Would there be enough Dreamcasts to go around? I gotta rethink my whole life right now.
Once again, cold capitalism wins.
I will say, just to kind of set up the love of Photoshop, I think Freddie said something similar, is that back in the day, like the difference between Mac and Windows was pretty drastic when it came to the visual art. Because I remember I discovered this because I was making this pamphlet on like whatever the stupid program was on my shitty ass Windows that had Word art on it and whatever the, I forget what the design, I think it might have just been Microsoft Word that had templates that was like,
yes,
here's one Word, for a greeting card. And I was doing that, and my friend Brendan, you know, who always played Smash Bros., would be like, yo, we should on my dad's computer. That's where the real action's at. I was like, what? And when we went to his Mac, the amount of stuff you could do on all the various programs on a Mac just blew it away. That's when I discovered the love of Photoshop.
You gotta be careful traipsing around on dad's laptop. You never know what you're gonna
One of my favorite parts about that story, Matt, was that instead of it ending with, you know, something lewd and crude, it was about how many things you could do in the program Adobe Photoshop at your friend's basement. Like, just heartwarming. All right, enough jibber jabber, enough love for this thing. Let's get going on this. The clock starts now. The Photoshop movie. Boys, what is this about? Is it about a literal Photoshop?
very quickly, shouts out to Monexta at Barafera on Twitter, who asked us the question, do you think anyone's tried making Photoshop the motion picture? And I have been enamored of this question for weeks now, and finally we can answer yes, yes, we have, and it's us. So that's who we have to credit for this madness right now. Let's dive in. Photoshop the movie.
I see two directions.
Yes.
One is a real literal Photoshop. It reminds me a little bit of that Portlandia sketch.
Okay.
It seems quaint, seems stupid. Another one is a Wreck-It Ralph style. Go into the computer, our cast of characters is the various tools in the Photoshop, and they are all doing a wacky adventure inside your computer.
You're speaking my language.
Guys, if we did that one, you know the smudge tool and the burn tool would be good friends, you know what I mean? Can you look at what those look like? You guys know what I mean?
I don't get it. What do they look like?
That's the funniest joke. That's the funniest joke you've ever come up with, Matt.
The smudge tool is like just a pointing finger, and the burn tool is somebody making... It's somebody doing the penis and the vagina with their hands.
Oh, jeez.
That's the funniest joke, man.
There's like, hey, where's Burn? The whole movie is just, hey, where's Smudge and Burn? Where's Smudge and Burn? Have you seen them? Okay.
You broke.
I broke Freddy.
Oh my god, that's the funniest shit. That's the funniest shit.
Well,
Matt has
I
ever
enjoyed that
with.
Juvenile humor, Freddy.
Oh my god.
I'm honestly just funny. Laughing at how hard Freddy's laughing.
Yeah, same. I didn't think anybody would laugh.
Oh my god.
I was mostly abused that was Freddy was like, here are two options. And he came up with two insane ones that just completely ignored like the basic, like, is this like Social Network about like the creation of Facebook, which is boring.
Like, all right.
John Knoll, and
we've got, what was the first one, Freddie?
The first one was weird. I like the second
one. First
one
would be like a literal Photoshop, a place that does Photoshopping.
The second one
is, it could be a political intrigue, Syriana-esque thriller about someone who's asked to delete an image from a thing, but it turns out somewhere in that image they have to zoom and enhance. You got some zoom and enhancing scenes.
What you're proposing is basically the Brian De Palma movie Blow Up, but with Photoshop and a graphic designer instead of a sound designer. Is what you're suggesting.
Yes.
So we've got Blow Up Photoshop. We've got like a version of Wreck-It Ralph where Penelope von Schweetz like has grown up and she wants to become like a visual artist, and she didn't get into art school, but she got an internship at a graphic design studio, and she has to go into the Adobe Creative Cloud Suite, and that's like our version of the internet. And she meets all of the stressed out, overworked people in this creative industry that are represented by all of the different tools. And it's basically like The Office meets Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, I guess you could also do that. Like Photoshop itself is the character, like Wreck-It Ralph, and like the other characters are like InDesign and Audition, and then there's like Microsoft Word and all those, and the fake ones.
No, I feel like if you were going to go this angle, I would do that all of the tools in by the way, Photoshop, for everyone who doesn't know or hasn't gotten the gist of it yet, is an image manipulation software that allows you to do all sorts of adjustments to your photos, and like there's little brushes and doodads. So to me, Photoshop would be like the setting, and all of the tools in Photoshop, like pen tool and close stamp tool, they would be your wacky characters voiced by your Johns Mulaney and your whatnot.
You essentially do Toy Story, but
with Photoshop tools.
Stamp tool is your Woody, and then the autofill is the new Buzz Lightyear that shows up.
Shows up.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Now healing brush. I don't need stamp tool anymore with healing brush.
Stamp tool like, used to be the most popular tool. That was the one that all the kids used.
All right. What you're proposing is that Andy from the Toy Story movies threw his toys in the garbage at the end of Toy Story 3 and then went on to become a graphic designer. And now he's formed a sort of unhealthy attachment to his Photoshop plugins. And all of his plugins are sentient. And now there's like a new plugin isn't coming to town. And Stamp Tool, who used to be Andy's favorite, has to deal with this new plugin. And then, wait. And so then Stamp Tool breaks out of Photoshop and like goes on a journey through the Creative Cloud Suite to try to find a virus to like, he's trying to find desk to like delete this like plugin.
You know,
he's
trying to roll back the updates to get back to the version of Photoshop that didn't have autofill.
And it's like, but you can't go back again. You got to do what's right for Andy, you know? Andy's on a deadline. He's working in a marketing company. He's got to do their social media graphics, and he's under the gun, and he's stressed out. He's drinking too much coffee, and you need to help him out. Like, you know, the fucking healing brush tool helps him do his job.
Do you realize how hard it's going to be to do his job of making beautiful naked centaurs of popular celebrities if he doesn't have autofill? Do you realize, like, that's where all of his money is? Like, I know he's a graphic designer. I know he's a great artist. But the only place he gets money is on the Patreon.
On the Patreon.
Where he churns out smut for his Patreon fans.
Smut for his Patreon. Because whatever you think of them, furries are the only people supporting.
Yeah, his Patreon fans are like, make me into a centaur.
Bold claim. Bold claim. This is the greatest movie we've ever come with.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in
me. And then the end of the movie is that it's the stamp tool. It's like that. This is Falling with Style too. Like all the tools have to come together to help the fucking healing brush tool make the Photoshop smut. And it's like a big crazy montage. It's like he's got to upload his new package of celebrity naked centaurs to his Patreon in time where he's going to lose a bunch of subs. And then he goes to bed thinking he hasn't made it. And when he wakes up, you know, he's got all the porn is there.
You have like the ruler tool is like, oh, I should just be called the go ahead and use InDesign instead tool. Oh, what's even the point of me?
You have like all the tools from the Illustrator, like really look down useful on the Photoshop tools and like, like we're vector based. We can we're go as big or as small as you want. Deal with it.
Whoa, ow, what poked me? Sorry, that's the Sharpen tool. Watch out. Watch out for my point. I'm John Mulaney. Okay, sorry.
John Mulaney voices all of the tools. All right. Yeah.
The filters folder. Oh, we don't go into the filters folder. Then what does it even mean? It's like they go in the field. There's just like so many
guys, guys.
Oh, that's a drug.
Wait. Are you ready? Are you ready for the best joke of 2020? Guess who voices the lens flare filter? It's old J.J. Abrams. Am I right?
That would be a trailer gag. Straight up. That's good enough to be the trailer gag. I'm like, oh, look, JJ's in it. Lens flare. And they're like, I'm taking my kids to see that movie because it looks amazing. And they made a joke about J.J. Abrams.
Can I do a joke for three people in the audience?
Yes, go ahead,
maybe
please.
Four people.
If it's for us three.
Freddie, there's only four people listening anymore. Everyone stopped.
They go visit the blending modes suite. And it's just like all the blending modes are hanging out. They're like, hey, whoa, what are you guys? It's like, hey, I'm screen mode. I'm ad mode. I'm color dodge. It's like, how do we know which one to use? It's like, hey, you just kind of cycle through all of us until you find the one you look for, right?
No, that's a joke for a lot of people. That's a good one.
Literally nobody has ever known what the blending tool needed to be before they like just got through the whole
list. Hey, man, I still don't know what the fuck posterizing does. So, you know.
By the way, this is just like the men from the boys, so to speak, in Photoshop. Boy. It's the moment you know how to use the high pass filter, it's all over. It's like the moment they're like, hi, I know how to use high pass filter with blending modes. It's like, who is this man? Get this king.
Okay. I was going to throw out one other idea because I feel like we've sort of roughed out the territory of the Wreck-It Ralph Toy Story Photoshop one. The other one I was going to say Photoshop is Adobe Photoshop Jumanji or like Adobe Photoshop, but in real life. And like kid gets like magic Photoshop that lets him use all of his favorite Photoshop tools in real life.
Oh, he has like a magic wand and the magic wand lets him like select things and he's got the
He's got like it's like Harold and the Purple Crayon, but it's like, you know, his friend gets challenged to a fight after school. He's like, don't worry, I'll use Photoshop to like he uses free transform to make his friend all big. But then like he forgets to hold down shift and now his friend is like super thin and tall. I don't know.
I'll use the smudge tool to make your dick huge.
If you were to do that, it'd be a kid who like kind of lonely and he's making like a animal pamphlet for like his friends at school and he spends all of his days on Photoshop and he's like, man, Photoshop, you're my only friend. I wish you were real. And then he falls asleep and then when he wakes up, he's like, who's this kid next to me? And where's my Photoshop? Who uninstalled my Photoshop? And then it's the embodiment of Photoshop and that Photoshop person is the person who can like do all those things. So now he's got a cool kid at school. He's like, oh,
he's
this
got
is my
a
cousin.
Cool best friend. Yes. I love this.
He's like, this is my cousin. And that cousin, he's like, what are you, man? You're Photoshop. What do you do? He's like, I don't know. You called for me. I'm here now. And all of a sudden, what's this? He can start doing all the shit Photoshop can do, but in real life. So yes, he can stamp tool. Hey, you like that? Well, that's weird. Hey, you like that girl? Stamp tool. Now there's 20 of them. Oh no, and I'm super nervous. I can't see. Feels hard enough to talk to one of them. Put them back. Oh no. Which one's the real one though? Okay, you gotta leave them.
Okay, what if, and hear me out, what if the kid gets a pair of magic sunglasses, and when he wears the sunglasses, he has Photoshop abilities, and then he can use, it's like the mask, and then, but then he loses the sunglasses. I don't know, maybe he doesn't need sunglasses. Maybe it's his friend, his friend P.S.
Well, and he goes, somebody shot me.
Damn it. I could have sworn this was like a Freddie W. video idea at one point. With
I think
the real
I've,
life Photoshop.
I've pitched various versions of IRL Photoshop in my tenure.
You know what? It wasn't enough content for a Freddie W. short, but sure as fuck is enough content for a 90-minute family film. So let's do it.
Okay, so where are we?
He's got glasses.
I don't know. Like, what would it be? Like, what would be the magic wand? And again, okay, so question one. Question one is this. Is this a kid, and then his Photoshop copy gains sentience and becomes his best friend or her best friend, and I want to stick us into it.
You know, like the Merlin, like the pretty much to me, like the only stuff that really worked in The Boy Who Became King is like when Merlin shows up and
the boy who would be king,
the boy who would be king, the Merlin character, like how he just shows up at their school and like nobody seems like who's this cool new kid, and he just does like magic shit. It'd be kind of like that, would be kind of like the vibe with it. And then I don't know why quite what. It feels a little bit like Clippy, essentially. This is Clippy the
it
movie
again.
It is kind
of Clippy again. I don't know if you guys saw Shazam, which I love.
Oh, I saw part of it. I liked it so far.
So Shazam, like what they do very well is rather than having him have a superhero buddy, it's just like seeing like a buff, huge superhero who acts like a fucking immature kid is like very funny. So like, I don't know, like, is it like a weird science? Like... All right.
He like Photoshops his family into the perfect family. That should be what it is. Because he Photoshopped things to fix and make them look
perfect. He has a magic copy of Photoshop, and whatever picture he uploads, and it's like Death Note, right? Like whatever picture he uploads into Photoshop, when he manipulates that photo, it changes the thing in real life. So here's the first thing he does, right? The first thing is he's like, I'm such a shrimpy weenie kid. I want to have like big muscles and a cool mustache, right? So he Photoshops his head onto the Rock's body and gives himself a huge mustache and then goes to
but
sleep.
Like badly.
And then
but like
a
badly.
Lightning bolt hits Photoshop, and then he wakes up the next morning and he's swole as fuck and he has a huge mustache and he goes to school and he's like, I think my Photoshop's magic. And then he starts helping all the kids at school with their problems, but then it's like, no, you gotta deal with your problems for real.
No, but he also makes fake IDs and stuff, right?
No, this is very good, but you need it to be literal. Like, I don't want it to be like, oh, I put like muscles on myself and then a lightning bolt and now I just look like a super buff guy. He looks exactly like he Photoshopped, right? So then the fun of it
bad,
is
like
no,
bad,
bear with
bad
me.
Abs, yes. Bad abs, yes. Head
okay,
too big.
Okay, so this is the ultimate scene. It's like, okay, these kids make fun of him at PE, and then all of a sudden he gets buff, and they're like, whoa, what happened to him? And there's one nerdy kid who's looking. He's like,
you used Photoshop.
He used Photoshop. He's like, wait, he's like, I can tell by the pixels on this. It's like, what the hell? How is this possible? He's like, wait, you know Photoshop? He's like, yeah, I'm like the best at it. He's like, I need your help. So then that way you can get like a sidekick character. He's like, really good, because like they need to be perfect, otherwise somebody's going to notice. By the way, they take pictures of like the grade book and they change all the grades.
Oh, real quick, they do a thing where they make someone a fake ID, but then that person turns 39. It's like, oh no, it's like, what? No, what's going on?
Yes. Okay, this is very good. This is very good. This is very good.
Okay,
love this.
So he has a magic copy of Photoshop that when you take a picture and upload it, whatever you put, essentially whatever you make in Photoshop, it becomes real.
It is explicitly a sketchy version of Photoshop that he downloaded from LimeWire or something like that, right?
Yeah.
That's
our
magic
dark web.
Is it's a cursed version of Photoshop from the dark web.
Oh, this is such a good scene, because you have his like, I need Photoshop, I need this specific version of Photoshop. He's like looking, he's like, man, there's no seeds. And he's about to click back, and all of a sudden, one seed appears. Like, and he clicks it. It's like, who's this mysterious person on
be
the other end?
Be careful when you're downloading one seed. You never know what this movie is for no one. This is like...
No, this is so good. Because
hi,
he's like,
kids,
one
back
seed.
In the early 2000s, there was a thing called BitTorrent, which I haven't thought of
it's
since
still
2005.
Torrents
still
are
around.
Still around.
Still
do
around.
People still BitTorrent
so,
stuff?
Yeah, I don't know anybody who's still BitTorrent stuff. You're right.
It would be so good because it'd be like one seed. This is going to take a million years. And he clicks it and goes, boom, and he just like downloads instantly. He's like, whoa, what the hell? And then that seed just disappears.
And the username was Devil666.
No, that's good because then they need to become friends with a hacker. They're like, who got you this program? Like, dude, he can't. It's like, that's the whole point of Bitcoin. That's the whole point of BitTorrent is that it's untraceable. It's like, we're going to have to hack into it. We're going to have to find who's seeded.
BitTorrent is traceable.
Shut up, Freddie. We're going to have to seed.
With one seed.
We're going to have to find the seed. Well, yeah, you get like an IP address, right?
Yes.
Okay, so then they go, and what's there? See, things are happening in the movie now. They go and they find out the IP address.
You see, Freddie? You see?
They go, and it's the fucking CIA.
Oh, that's actually
like straight up. It's Langley. It's the fucking Pentagon. They're like, oh my God, don't you realize this bank of IP addresses is only reserved for? No, that can't be right. What? The government. Turns the laptop around. This is where it leads. The middle of the Pentagon. And then it's a cool. Oh, and then it's a heist thing where they have to go into it using their Photoshop skills to like give them like cool guns and shit.
One of them's taking photos and the other one's manipulating the photos like on a laptop as they break into frickin' Langley.
I need a door. I'll whip one up right now. They take a selfie and then on the laptop and then just drag a like stock photo door on and it still has like the Alamy stock photo like texture on it. There's like, this should work.
Okay. Oh, that'd be pretty cool when they set up a rig where it's like, yeah, they essentially are walking through like this corridors with like his laptop and like a camera and they're like taking pictures and instantly uploading and like quickly changing it and like going through the building like that. By the way, it should be they're like, I know who sent this. One person deep on the inside trying to get information out. It's Q.
Oh, jeez. No. It's not going to be.
No.
I was already going to say this movie feels like it's set in 1997.
I know. You have one kid who's got like the Chase shirt and then they wake up and he's like, hey, I got like a $10,000 check from the government. And they all look at him like, did you do something? Did you change America to a communist country? They're like, you got to fix it.
But you know, the thing about Photoshop is like it can change what's on the outside, but what's on the inside stays the same.
I mean, let's be honest. If any picture you took, like you could take a picture of like the White House and make it like a red
brown house. You could make it like polka dots using a texture fill. You could select it and then texture fill it to be bubbles.
Freddie, fuck you. That's an incredible idea. That's the moment they realize Photoshop's magical is like his friends teaching him how to use it.
Oh,
and they just pull up like it's like a report and they just pull up like the White House. So like, look, like, so let's say you want to do like an overlay.
Let's say you want to put like a boobs texture on the White House. And then there's like breaking news from DC today. Some sort of terrorists have put pictures of human breasts, female breasts, all over the White House. We go now to our correspondent on the scene. Cecilia, what do you have there?
Well, John, as you can see, we need to blur this out.
There are penises
and there are male phalluses and breasts all over the White House. We can't show you what it is. We've been able to mosaic them out so you get an idea.
It's just this blocky ass image. And it cuts to them watching it on screen. They're like, dude, what did you do? I don't know, dude.
All right. So This feels like we know the genre. This is a fun, hopefully less problematic, weird science-esque romp. Let's talk about our two teens. Let's talk about our characters.
Well, if it's not less problematic, we've done a major problem. We've made some mistakes. Maybe pretty hard to be.
It's admittedly a pretty low bar to clear.
Well, we'll get into the characters in just a second. We got a little bit of a heat, a little bit of a gumbo cooking here.
We got a stew going.
We're going to take a quick break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
I started listening to Ono, Ross, and Carrie shortly after I broke my arm, and the doctor had told me I'd never walk again.
I couldn't get my book started.
I was lost, honestly.
I knew it was time to make a change.
There's something about Ono, Ross, and Carrie that you just can't get anywhere else.
They're thought leaders, discoverers, founders.
I'd call them heroes.
Ross and Carrie don't just report on fringe science, spirituality, and claims of the paranormal. They take part themselves.
They show up so you don't have to.
But you might find that you want to.
My arm is better. I can walk again.
I wrote an entire book this weekend. It's terrible, but I did it.
Just go to MaximumFun.org.
Thank you, Ross and Carrie.
Ono, Ross, and Carrie is just a podcast. It doesn't do anything. It's just sounds you listen to in your ears. All these people are made up. Goodbye.
Okay, teens, dude. Fucking loving it. Love movies with teens.
Okay, so I feel like the two things we need to figure out are, as always, what's the main characters want?
Yes.
What is this going to be about? And then, like, who are the bad guys?
So I like where Will was going in terms of it's about, right? It's like it's puberty. It's all this awkwardness. And it's about wanting to look and feel a certain way.
Yeah.
And like when you're in that's so relatable. Like, and you see this all the time, by the way. You see like people who Photoshop like abs on and it's just like, oh man, it's kind of cringy. But you're like, you know what? We've all been there. We all wish we had the perfect body. And he's, you know, maybe a little bit of a weenie and sees the jocks and the football boys and stuff and being like, oh, I can't be that. But it's the journey. So wanting to change himself on the outside, but the journey is about knowing that you got to change yourself the inside. The inside.
So,
Matt,
like, if it was a 1980s movie, the answer for most teen movies is there's a girl you like. So what's the dramatization of that? Like, I get, like, the theme. Like, I get it's going to be about a kid wanting to be a better version of himself. and ultimately realizing
it's a fucking hot dude. He wants to bag the fucking quarterback, man. It's a hot dude, and mm-hmm. he can't get these hot dudes because he thinks the quarter. It's like he's never gonna be good enough for the quarterback. So he's got to work out with Photoshop.
Okay, all right, play on.
Okay, I mean, yeah, it's a, you know, you can do the classic nerd and jock. Yeah,
we've got awkward kid in love with hot kid, right? Like that's yeah. one angle. And then who's the? Are we gonna do the friend? Do we like the idea of partnering up with the friend who's good at Photoshop?
He absolutely brings in somebody who knows how to do Photoshop.
Okay, so let's make this our.
She's on the yearbook. She works on the yearbook.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Very good. Yes. Yearbook graphic designer is very fun.
Nice.
And what's her deal?
She's like funny. And like dorky and like just like, you know, really cool.
Not to go too deep into, again, these are just like the tropey teenage things that come to mind. Yearbook can be the perfect sort of thing where it's like you're always on the outside of what's going on. You're always the person editing the photos of the cool game. You don't get to go to homecoming. You have to take photos for homecoming, right? So it's like she feels ostracized and outside of the social world of high school and has this sort of, you know, very like not rear window, but like, you know, this sort of observer sort of thing and wants to, you know, get into the,
like, how come there's no photos of you? How come you never taken a photo of yourself?
No.
She's like, what?
I've taken plenty of photos of myself. We had a self-portrait challenge in photography class. I was going to say you could do also like, is this someone, especially if this is like the boy is, you know, he's in love with the quarterback or the hot speech and debate guy or whatever. And
hot speech. Shut up, Will.
I'm all about pulling those zags.
The hot speech and debate guy.
Yeah, he's in love with it.
This is a fun teen comedy, not a fantasy movie.
Oh, God. Oh, I don't know who I love more. Ted Cruz or Paul Rand, just head of debate, a speech and debate. No, he's in love with. Who's a quarterback?
Joe Quarterback.
Dale Pole Vaulter.
You know what's the first letter of QB?
And we're not going to pull any bullshit where then this isn't about dunking on our other podcast where someone falls in love with the quarterback. We're not going to pull any bullshit where it's like, oh, but the quarterback turns out to be straight at the end. No, this guy is like super hot, also gay, but way out of this kid's league for sure, I think is the
angle. Definitely out. Like he has super hot boyfriend.
Okay.
The other school's QB.
Oh my god, yes!
He only dates QBs. It's like a prince only dating princesses sort of thing.
Could you imagine?
He's like, I'm a QB, I only date QBs.
Dude, the fucking...
He's the quarterback.
The forbidden fruit is indeed the sweetest.
So he's like, I didn't become a QB of a rival of another team. It's like, how are you going to become a QB? He's QB. He's like, I know, I'm going to have to go to a different school.
I have to drop out and go to a different school. But I can maybe fool him and say that I QB'd over the summer. And that's why he Photoshops like his body.
So it's a Photoshop / sports movie. That's where we're going
now. That's the most wild.
No.
That's the most wild thing to have to do. Like of all movie plots to be like, this is how you're going to have to do something to get a date. The idea that you have to change schools and become a quarterback. Only dates quarterbacks.
He's the love of my life. It's just that he only dates quarterbacks.
What are you doing here at East High? Aren't you a West High kid?
Whatever.
Are you some sort of spy?
No, you know what the best part about that movie is that movie starts as he's the new kid in the school, and then like the midpoint, he becomes a new kid at yet another school. Like the movie just restarts.
Hey,
like,
Dad,
all
just
the people
schools.
You met just is like, fuck them. It's another movie. We're starting again.
All right.
Okay, that's probably too much.
All right. To circle back around, let's talk about the girl. Let's talk about Miss Yearbook here. So,
is there a movie called Miss Yearbook? It feels like.
Okay, focus. We gotta break this one before we break Miss Yearbook. Okay, so she is the graphic designer layout person for the yearbook. Do you do like maybe a thing where she's on yearbook because she's like scared of going to high school or college or whatever, and like the yearbook is her way of like memorializing and trying to hold on to the past?
Yeah, I could see that.
The hot QB is named Benjamin. He wants Benjamin. She wants the Benjamins. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
okay.
She's like got 4,000 options on T-Fury and none of them have hit. Like, she's like, screw yearbook. I'm all like, I want to become a graphic designer. Like, I want to be...
My Etsy shop is going to make it.
Yes.
So she's a hustler.
She's a hustler. She always makes tons of... She's like, I want to be rich.
All right. Okay, so how are these
she's
two
the,
kids...
She's the hotshot freelancer, right? She's like...
She's the freelancer. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You want to win the student government? I'll do a campaign poster. I only support winners.
And I like that she's like a dark Mr. Robot-esque character where like other characters come to her and they're like, I need you to Photoshop my grades like so that my parents will think that I got straight A's this semester. Like,
200
she
bucks.
Helps kids kids cheat on their college exams and shit like that. She's like kind of like a smart girl rebel. Like a, you're sort of like a
like the person for like the college admission scandal where it was like people were getting photoshopped into like water polo teams.
Yes,
like
yes.
She's the one doing the photoshopping for these parents.
Yeah, she's like those people got sloppy. You hire some 25-year-old who doesn't know what the fuck they're doing. You do hire me, a pro, right?
Yeah,
and she vapes. And yeah, okay. And she's got like a
tough
home life.
He's like, did you Photoshop that? She's like, don't insult me. Does that look like one of my Photoshops? That shit was figured out in 2 seconds. It's like, no, they couldn't afford it. They didn't want to pay me.
That's what they get when they don't pay me is they're paying. Yeah. They're paying millions of dollars.
She scoffs. She's like, yeah, JPEG compression doesn't even match up. We even fucking pass a bit parity test.
Okay. All right, this is very good. So we have this sweet, lovable dope in this grizzled, chain vaping, hard ass 16-year-old Mr. Robot Girl. Okay, so it feels like, and again, she's the edgy wallflower. He's the doe-eyed, naive innocent who's in love, and he downloads Photoshop, I guess, from the dark.
Yeah.
He's in graphic design class with her. Like, you do, there's a graphic design class or something like
and
that.
And she fucking blows it off, like, so cool.
Okay, here's what it ultimately is. I feel like you would essentially, bear with me, it's a little vague, but I think I kind of see what, like, her thing would be, too. I feel like it's the classic, he is the nice, sweet one, but when you really get down to it, he's essentially being very, like, he's lonely, and he loves this QB, right? And he doesn't notice that he's developed a real friend during this.
Yeah, classic.
He's just using her, right? And then she's used to being used. She's always there for people. They pay her, and she, you know, Photoshops shit, and she's got her own sense of loneliness.
Just another gig.
But she's tough, and she's, you know, badass, and she doesn't act like it. So you would do... I feel like the low point would be like you probably learn more about her. The reason she's so obsessed with money, maybe she's got like a tough like home life, like her parents need money or something like that. Mm-hmm. And she goes too far and she does something with a Photoshop to fix something huge.
Mm-hmm.
And then our main character, it causes whoever the bad guys are, the CIA, whoever, to take it away. And, you know, she would be like, it reminds me, there's like a Doctor Who episode where it's like, all I want to do is go back in time and save my dad. And it's like, I don't know. But like, I feel like
all I want to do is go back in time and Photoshop my dad.
Photoshop my dad.
No, this is really good. This is really good. This is really good. Because here's what you do.
Yeah, she goes too far and he's like, and she's like, you never cared about me. Like, I asked you and you never listened. And she's like, yeah, you said not to go too far. He's like, well, it wasn't too far when we Photoshopped your abs, when we changed the, you know, prom to be, you know, the theme you wanted to be.
When we put dicks and boobs on the White House.
Yeah, but he's like, yeah, but everything I did didn't get us caught. And she's like, well, I was trying to fix my family. I'm sorry that wasn't enough for you. I'm sorry you didn't, you know, pay attention, you know, to what I needed. Dang. Sort of thing. And then it's like they.
Yeah. Okay.
Something
okay.
Like that.
All right. We're circling around it.
Healing brush was for my
heart.
We're
circling around it. I like that they discover this goofy thing. I think you do that for her. Yeah, she's got like the, again, because she's the one who seems like this cynical manipulator. And then you find out the reason that she's doing it is because she's actually a selfless person. She's got a, you know, a single parent and like a sick kid sister or whatever, right? It's like that kind of thing. And she's like, sure, her bringing in the money from helping like, you know, Photoshop, you know, stuff for the rich assholes at this school helps them keep the lights on. And, you know, like she doesn't tell her mom where the money comes from, but like, you know, she's helping take care of them or something like that. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Something
you were so yeah, busy like using content to wear Phil, you forgot to content to wear Phil me.
I like that, Will.
Okay. Here's where I could also see like maybe how you get to like the end point, like, or maybe what the MacGuffin is.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, now I'm just thinking about it in terms of like what are like time travel sort of rules, which is kind of bullshitty, but bear with me. It's like they've changed too much, and whoever the bad guys are or whatever it is, whoever the person that hasn't downloaded, and they realize... You planted earlier in the movie, like when he's downloading the Photoshop, like his young brother or somebody like snaps a picture of him. And it's like in that picture, the seed is downloading and they realize the only way they can fix this is if they Photoshop that original picture of him downloading it to have it fail. So then he never downloaded the Photoshop and everything gets undone. And then you do that, you know, then he like is just confident enough.
In our climactic final Photoshop set piece, he turns the number into the other number.
Yes. No, like right. It did cancel, but like it'd be like the FBI is swarming and gunfight going on. It's, like,
it's gotta be, what was it, the RIAA that was busting everybody back in the day for music? It's like basically the RIAA SWAT team.
Yes.
Okay, all right. We'll figure out that angle of it in a second. Okay, just to center on the characters just for a second. I feel like this is good. I think you have this one kid who, you know, you give his background is that he's kind of like, again, the overlooked, ignored kid. Maybe he's got a big family. No one pays attention to him, that kind of thing. You know, doesn't really think very highly of himself. No confidence. Maybe he's, again, the cliche thing would be he's paired up with the quarterback for like a project or something like that, right? Like a history project or like their lab partners or they share some class together. And that's this interaction with this person. And the quarterback's really nice to him and is like, is the only person at the school who treats him like he exists, right? Mm-hmm. Something like that. But the problem is he only dates hot quarterbacks. So like, gee whiz. So he goes home and he gets made fun of by the shitty kids at school for being a weenie. And then he uses his cursed Photoshop copy to Photoshop himself to look buff. But then he does a horrible job and he's got jagged pixels and he goes to school all embarrassed the next day. And then the girl discovers that she's like, I'm going to ask you a weird question, but did you Photoshop yourself?
By the way, I think you do that like, honestly, it's not literally he only dates quarterbacks because of the problems we talked about before. It's just that he's always dating like a hot sports guy.
He only dates tens, yeah.
Whatever the ending is, it'd be like, it's not like I have a thing for only sports guys. It's just like I never have time. Like the only people I end up meeting are other guys in sports because that's it. Like I don't meet guys like you. Mm-hmm. And then he tells him like, what do you normally do with Photoshop? He's like, oh, I make animal pamphlets. He's like, dude, I love animal facts too. Why didn't you just tell me about that? You didn't have to pretend.
Why were you just who you were to begin with? Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, we may laugh at it, but it's a good message for kids.
Yeah.
Here.
No, that's the I'm being serious. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Sorry, is that too wholesome of a message for you?
No, it's a great message.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now let's get to the villains. I think that's going to be the next thing. I feel like I've got a rough handle on like, where did this cursed Photoshop come from? What is the quest? How do these two characters wind up working together? Because it's like, you can't just have it be like, okay, she Photoshops him so that he's buff now and then problem solved, he gets this boyfriend, right? Like, that can't be the whole thing.
Well, no, of course not. I mean, that only uses
a couple tools from the Photoshop suite. That doesn't, you know.
It's all over the place. I mean, once it goes, I don't get exactly, but I can see what, like, yes, he gets buff and somebody notices him, so he gets invited out, but he's never drunk before and he doesn't know how to drive, so he's got to Photoshop his license. Like, all right, once he gets on it, I can kind of see it's just essentially a classic teen, like, you know, now he's out. Now he's a fish out of water.
Oh, because yes, you do. Like he shows up to school and he's super hot. And now he's in with the in crowd. But to maintain the illusion, he's going to need someone who helps him, you know, essentially do that. Right. Like now it's like, oh, man, I don't have a car. Right. Like it's like I have to Photoshop your bike into a fucking Lamborghini or whatever you're going to do. So she's helping him.
It's literally the plot of Mean Girls. With Lindsay Lohan, it's a pretty solid movie, but it's a solid structure where it's like she's the new girl and she really likes this hot boy, and Rachel McAdams is the
Rachel McAdams is in it. Wow,
yeah, she's like the hot stuff. She's the leader of the school with her two friends, and Lindsay Lohan's friends with these two dorky kids, Lindsay Kaplan, and then I forget who the guy's name is. But anyways, she essentially is like, we're going to get those girls back. And then she ends up doing everything she can to, you know, she gets a new hairstyle and she ends up being a cool, hot, mean girl.
But then, of course,
as she gets in it, she starts to like it. And then it gets, you know, it's that sort of thing. So, okay, like, same thing. I think it's like this person's thrown and they have to keep up the illusion. And then the friend that's helping them, they end up casting them aside and forgets to invite them to the party, classic stuff.
Classic stuff. Okay. So,
to me, the main question is how we throw into it, actually. It's like, what's the moment? What is the wish upon the star? What is the gremlins? The dad buys the thing. Like, how do we actually, like, what's the thing?
His dad goes to an old mystical software store.
No, I like him downloading this file.
He downloads it from the dark web.
Yeah, yeah, but why?
What does he do?
All right.
Is he Photoshopping a picture of himself? Is he like, it feels like the weird thing would be like, right? Like the natural thing would be like, he Photoshops himself. Like,
he's trying to Photoshop himself for his Facebook, for his like, or, you know, his social media profile.
I like that. Oh. I like that. You would do that. It's again, like he sees the guy at school, like Myron, like shirtless pics of like hot dudes. And he's like, I need a shirtless pic of me. But then he looks at himself in the mirror. He's like, ah, I'm a fucking shrimp. He's never going to like this photo.
Yeah,
so then
exactly.
He cooks one up in Photoshop. And then, you know, he gets disgusted with his attempt because he can't make it work because he sucks at Photoshop.
He hits save and goes to bed.
He turns the computer off and goes to bed and wakes up the next morning and his jagged, pixely body is bulging out of the bed. And he's like, what the hell happened?
Yes. He takes a picture of, I don't know, like, let's say there was a science report that they were all asked to do. And he takes, like, a picture with his middle finger and he's like, man, school's hard. And he posts it on Instagram and he sees one like and he looks at it and it's the hot guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, so instantly he's like, okay. And he's like trying, he's like, okay, you know, he's on Instagram right now watching.
Oh, that's good. I like that. I like
so
that.
So then
like
he's
that.
Like instantly like going to be, you know, a cute, you know, might delete later sort of picture.
It's like,
he's
oh my, yeah,
do.
The inciting incident being like, oh my God, he followed me on Instagram, right? It's
yes.
great. And then you do like, he's all yeah. nervous. He's like, oh my God, he's going to see my embarrassing cool bug facts that I've been photoshopping.
Yes.
Right? So he deletes all of his bug facts. He's like, he's on right now. I got to post a pic before he loses interest. And then he posts yeah. the shitty Photoshop shirtless pick of him. That's great. And that's great.
He like
that's
runs
great.
Into his young brother's room. He's like, hey, give me a football. He's like, what? Give me a football. I guess we're like, here. And he tosses him. He's like holding a football. He's like, yeah, I play sports. He's like holding a football.
He's holding
he's
a
like
football.
Trying to lift his
he does a
shirt up just a little bit.
He Googles like Brad Pitt V and then like tries to like paste the V in and it doesn't work.
Also, the V just stops at his pants line. He's like, it doesn't even continue. It's just
so he's so frustrated by his shitty photo that he doesn't post it and he goes to bed. But then the photo comes to life when he wakes up the next day. This is all very
by cool. the way, really quick, just his little brother or maybe a little sister is exactly, we don't have to figure out anything other than it's exactly the little sister from Hocus Pocus. That's all you need. She's the best part of that movie. All the little brother does is run around and give him a hard time. And of course, like he's photoshopping and his little brother just happens to be right behind him. He's like, what are you doing? Oh my God. Like, what did you see what I did? He's like, that dude, that looks terrible. Is that
good? Good, good.
So he does that and he wakes up the
good,
next
good,
day.
Good. Love that. Love that.
And he's got this V that looks pretty good. It's a little blurry. He's like, I think I can pull this off.
I think he's got to be freaked out because it's like, what the fuck? How do I have abs? Right. And it looks jagged and weird. I think he's freaked out the next day. He's trying to hide
it. No, he's freaked out.
And then
but
he gets
he puts a shirt on. Uh-huh. No, he puts a tight fitting shirt on and it looks good.
Okay.
Right. It's like, on a shirt, it looks pretty buff. He's like, okay, well, this works. Everyone's like, dude, you look jacked.
I can make it work.
Yeah, I can make it work. And then, yes, then, you know, somehow he gets his shirt taken off and the hacker girl sees it. It's like, you photoshopped your body.
Yeah, what did you do?
Yeah, what did you do?
Okay. That's all good. I like that.
Oh, it's essentially exactly the same scene that you see. I love these scenes where people take off their shirts and they got scars and they're looking around. It's the same thing, but it's like, let me see what Photoshop's done to you. He takes off his shirt. He's like, blur tool right here. And then like, rubs along the side.
Oh, my God. You didn't even try to blur the edges. You just kind of took it down to 80% opacity. God, I can see your original stomach under these abs.
I can't even look at
it. Were you using a stamp tool? There's a little bit of a third nipple right here. Oh, man.
Oh, dang. I got a small third nipple right. underneath my other nipples.
I get what he needs her help for because she's good yes. at Photoshop and he isn't. What does she yes. get out of? Why does she help him?
A friend.
To get a friend, right? Okay.
He at least is vulnerable and open in his loneliness. She's like, Veronica Mars, that's like, I don't need anybody. Like, I'm fucking cool. Like, what are you talking about? I'm awesome. I can make a lot of money and people come to me when I need help. But yes, like, this is actually a first friendship that she's had in a long time.
Okay. In that case, here's what I would say, not to interrupt, but to lay it out in the first act, I would say that it's not that the cute guy at school is like his partner in class. She is mm-hmm. his partner in graphic design class, right?
Yes.
And they get partnered up for a project. She's like, just look, you just fucking hit the lottery. This is going to be the easiest project of your life. Just sit over there and leave me the fuck alone while I do my shit, right? And he's nice to her and he's asking her questions, but she's brushing him off. And then that night he goes home and he was really impressed by what she did in Photoshop. So that when the cute guy likes his photo and follows him on Instagram, he's like, I know, I will download Photoshop, do a Photoshop myself. And he gets this cursed copy of Photoshop. So then he comes to her the next day. He's like, I need your help. I did something weird.
He like texts her. He's like, how do you get Photoshop? I don't have it. She's like, oh, here, just download some BitTorrent. That gag is, she's like, look, I'm going to do everything. It's all good. I also, can you sign this contract? All the graphic design work I do is mine. It's owned by my LLC. If I happen to use it on T-Fury later or whatever it is, you don't get any piece of it. You understand? He's like, sure. She's like, okay, sign it.
So
the grade?
Yeah.
And he's like, wait a second. Fine print says the grade is split. Oh, sorry. Let me fix that. Okay. You get the grade. We both get the same grade, but I get all the art mm-hmm. afterwards. Okay, fine.
So she's this hustler who was trying to make it big in the T-Fury game to get out of this one horse town or whatever, right?
Yes.
Okay. In that case, I feel like he's the one probably with the family that's on tough times. Like he can't buy Photoshop. That's why he goes to pirate it. You know, like he's mm-hmm. the one with the shitty car that he needs to Photoshop to impress the cool kids at school and stuff like that. I like all that. That's all feeling good. So yes, then he's in with the in crowd and then it's zany hijinks.
Oh, wait, sorry, really quick. I feel like her thing should be that she wants to leave the one horse town or whatever. I feel like she's got the, he doesn't have Photoshop. I mean, just give him a fun, the dad's a fucking penny thrifter. Like he's could be well off. He's like, son, you don't need Photoshop. Your computer's still good.
Oh, yes, yes,
you know,
yes,
like
yes,
just,
yes.
Yeah, just have him be like a goofy, like the dad
his
just
dad
doesn't pay for new.
Is, he's what, like a tech bro who's really into minimalism.
Yes, yes.
So they have nothing in their house, right? Like, it's just like, each of us will only own 100 things. Like that's their parents.
He has that typewriter that has the small screen that you can only see like two screens at, you know what I mean? The
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The minimalist word processor unit. That's what he's got to work on.
You don't need Photoshop, my friend. If you want to make something in Photoshop, use your hands. We got lots of paper.
God.
Have you ever played with colored paper?
Yes. Like there. Minimalism dad is very funny. Minimalist parents is very, and like, it's just every time you go into their house, there's just nothing there. And the dad's like, I can only own 100 things and you kids are three of my things. So we only have 97 things left. And it's clearly like, it's a single dad who has trauma over losing his wife.
Yes.
And so he's become obsessed with minimalism. Oh my God, that's so dark. That's the saddest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
So we got Steel. There's just this incredible gag from Absolutely Fabulous where they go to their weird friend's apartment who's now into minimalism and there's nothing. It's just a white apartment with like a few like things hanging from the ceiling, and they're like, oh, I brought you wine, and they hand it to the person. It's the best gag. The person just holds the wine and they all just look around and they just realize like there's nothing. The wine is just this black object in the middle of this empty void, and he just like places it in the corner of this apartment. So anyways, it's nice of you all to come by. It's like that sort of thing.
All right. Let's get the ball rolling. Okay. Let's get the ball rolling. So he gets in, because he's hot at school now, gets into like the hot guy selfie click or something like that. I don't know exactly what club or thing he joins that he's like, maybe he joins like the school play because like they need someone for the school play. They need someone to be Danny Zuko. I don't know.
Yeah. So he starts going out late. He starts his, you know, you have the scene where the dad's like, I just don't recognize you anymore. You know, it's all that sort of shit. Mm-hmm. That you see it a million times. And then he goes, you know, he doesn't, you know, realize that the girl's been there for him the whole time and that his true friend. And we need, what's the low point turn into, like, what happens? Like, what's the
government shows
Mean Girls
up.
It's literally she accidentally, the mean girl gets hit by a car. Rachel McAdams gets hit by a bus. Mm-hmm. Because the thing that she does that's too far is that she pretends that she's like, oh, the way I stay thin are these like protein bars, but they're this like high calorie bars. And then it's a little Promax from the 90s. It's like, then the girl gets big and then everybody starts hating her. She like ruins this girl's life. And it's like, what, you know, who are you? And now she's a mean girl. So it's like similar thing. Like, what does he do?
Feels like, hear me out. Because I feel like I've seen the whole thing. Like, I've seen the thing many times where it's like they like the person and then the person, you know, like they try to get with the person, but the person doesn't like them because they're rotten on the inside now or whatever. Right. Hear me out. What if he constructs this perfect, vain, dumb version of himself to, you know, to please this quarterback, and it works. Right. And now this so he's made himself into a lie. But like that is the version that the quarterback has fallen in love with. Like, and now he is maintaining this ridiculous charade, and like he can't be himself. Like, that feels like an interesting complication. It feels like, I mean, like, the obvious kind of hackneyed thing would be, like, they're all mean and they're like, hey, let's go prank the weird yearbook girl or something like that. But, like, you don't want it to be that overt. Like, you want it to be more interesting than that.
What do you mean? Well, I mean, that's, I don't know, it's drama. I guess that's true. Efficiency of character is the thing he would be. I mean, that's actually, I forget exactly Mean Girl, but that's what essentially they end up doing, too. It's like, it's at the dance she makes fun of her two friends in front of the mean girls. You know, like, the people that were helping her the whole time.
Okay, by the way, I think you make it the swim team is what you make it. The swim team should be the clique. Like the hot guys on the swim team. Like it's like all these like buff swimmer dudes or something like that. Anyway.
Is there a secret organization, CIA people that are going to capture them? Or is this just magical realism and he deletes the program and it's solved by, you know, in Mean Girls, literally she just admits to the teacher that she was lying or whatever it is. And, you know, she takes the ramifications of everybody hating her, but ultimately she did the right thing and admitted what she was doing. Like, that's the thing. So like you could do, you know, he deletes the Photoshop thing, I don't need it anymore. And he takes the consequences of, you know, whatever the bad thing we come up with. Or is it there's some organization that created this thing and they get like kidnapped or something? What's the angle we're going with?
It feels like you want play inside the school mostly.
Okay, so yeah, so then it's just, you know, there's no explanation as to how this Photoshop thing happens. It's just a magical copy of Photoshop.
Okay. It feels like, yes, you would do, he betrays the girl somehow, right? And they have this.
I got it. All right. The quarterback loves the version of him, right?
Yes.
And she got this like really good stuff. It was like a reporter. Mm-hmm. It'd be like, she's got a really good scoop.
You can make her work for the school newspaper. That's okay. Fine. You can
and he's
that.
Like, and he finally, you know, he kisses the boy or whatever. He's like, how did you change your stuff? He's like, hey, can I show you something? And he shows the guy this Photoshop. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, hey, so they're running a story tomorrow. Can you like Photoshop that out? And he destroys his friend's story. Right. Like if it's like the quarterback is stealing cheeseburgers from the cafeteria or whatever.
Hot scoop.
And then he,
Hot and then, scoop.
I mean, whatever it is. I don't know. I don't want to do something too gross or whatever. And then it's like, you know, she wakes up the next morning and it's some bullshit, you know, whatever the guy, the quarterback, thought was a funny story instead. You know, the front page, the newspaper, the editor's like, is this the garbage you gave me? She's like, what are you talking about? I've been working on that for months. It's an incredible story that the football team's been stealing from the school or whatever. He's like, you turned in quarterback is super hot. That's your top story that you've been working for 4 years, and then it's like, that's what he did? I don't know.
Okay, a couple of things. So for one, I think you're onto something. Yeah, just to try to thread a couple things together. So we have the girl is running like this grift where she's been helping people Photoshop their grades and get into colleges with, you know, pictures of them playing water polo and stuff like that. So that could definitely come back to bite her in the ass. And that would also take down the kids that she helped. Right. And that could be a dilemma because the other people on the football team or even the quarterback himself could be caught up in that. So that's an angle. You could also do, like, I was thinking, if you do that, he and the girl have a falling out, like, it gives you a fun, like, you know, sort of bad guys close in sequence where now it's like she's pissed at him. And what he doesn't realize is she made a copy of his version of Photoshop. And so now she's fucking with him at school by, like, subtly Photoshopping things to mess with him. Like, and it's like the two of them against each other. He's like, well, fine, I can Photoshop my own stuff. I've watched you do it enough. And then, like, he does it in a way that screws him up and gets caught and he gets into, like, a shitload of trouble or something like that.
Okay, it's not bad that maybe what she does is... What if she undoes what everything they've done for him, like make him buff and like the driver's license, all stuff, like right when he's like on the, like he's finally getting the date with the quarterback, like he wants to go steady or whatever.
He's suddenly like, he's losing his abs.
Well, yeah, they get in a big fight and he says something cruel to her. We'll figure out. But like as he's getting into the car, like all of a sudden he realizes like everything, like, you know, his hair's back to the way it was. Like she like Photoshops him back.
She's just slamming. Oh, you knew it's the undo scene where she goes back in and she's just hitting undo on all the photos.
And her point is like, I actually care about you. You're a great person. I don't want to see you change for this guy. Like if he's going to care about you, like he'll care about you for who you are, sort of thing.
Okay. Let me throw another idea at you.
Okay.
Rather than just have it be this sort of nebulous open ended, like she wants a friend thing. What if you do, hear me out. You make it, she's the school reporter, right? She's the layout person. She's a one woman newspaper. Right. She's been doing the school newspaper. She has a feeling there's a scandal brewing on the swim team or something like that. And like, so the deal is he's going to be buff and like, you know, join the swim team and all this stuff and get in with the in crowd. But then he's got to be her mole to help her get to the bottom of this scandal. Right. And so that's how their friendship begins or whatever. But then like he realizes what the true nature of the scandal is. It doesn't implicate his crush, but like his crush, it will hurt his crush, like, you know, because they'll get banned from their state title will get stripped from them or whatever. Right. And he's like,
he won't be in trouble. He didn't do it. But the school's team will be disqualified from
And the guy's got a scholarship writing on this or something like that. So he's like, we're not taking this any farther. And she's like, what? We had a deal, like that kind of thing. Right.
Yes.
And so then she starts hitting undo on the photos. And then like, I don't know. That's as far as I got. Let's put 5 more minutes on this. Then we got to wrap this up because this is like,
I mean, essentially, I think it comes down to they hurt each other. And then ultimately, again, that's what I was getting to. I feel like there's an element of he got caught up in this whole thing about him, and he never really took the time to notice like what she was doing for him and like what she needed. Like the whole time she has some need that he didn't understand. Like, so there's a selfishness. She's like, you always complain. Do you know why I helped you? Because you were a nice guy and you complained about how all these assholes always get the guy. And you're right. Like the assholes always do get the guy. And I was like, I'm going to help this nice guy, but you're the asshole now. Like, you know, right. Like now you're the guy who just fucking uses me.
What? Yeah. I don't know. Like, if this movie doesn't feel like it's about Photoshop anymore. Freddie, you've been quiet for a while. I feel like, what do you think? Like, throw some of that Freddie heat on this.
I mean, you have it so that at the end, he's going to ruin the scoop for her. And he does. It's like this big giganto moment. And he tries to fix it, but he can't fix it. And he realizes that he gives up his crush to apologize to his friend.
I mean, it's you know, I gave you two options, and one is the teen version and one is the CIA version. The teen version is going to be, I mean, all this is happening with the world of Photoshop is essentially just weird science. It's just, it's a teen movie, and then the magical realism element is that this kid can manipulate the world around him using Photoshop, and then it's ultimately a character thing. And that's like, you know, it's generic, but like that's all those stories ultimately about friendship are going to be one person is, you know, it's about the relationship. So like that's what it's going to ultimately be about.
I just feel like this needs another dash of weird. Like I feel like this movie had like a bunch of gonzo weird in the first act, and then it just slowly petered into like a standard like Can't Buy Me Love kind of 80s Hugh John Hughes movie. So like, I just want, like, what is that weird heat in the movie? Like, do you do a twist where you find out that like a person that's been in the movie for the second half of the movie is like, it was completely constructed in Photoshop and it's not real? The boyfriend is actually a Photoshop amalgamation. I don't know. I'm just throwing shit at the wall here.
It's like Memento. She's like, don't you know how many times you've asked me to do this with you? I photoshopped the perfect boyfriend for you. Then you always get bored of them because it's all about the hunt for you. And I photoshopped the perfect college boyfriend, and in Photoshop using the, I don't know, tool that erases your memory.
Don't you understand? You're 200 years old. We've been doing this.
I photoshopped this whole school. Everything's been Photoshopped. Don't you understand? You are Photoshop, right? Like, it's like, yeah, you realize that it's like, oh my God. Okay, now we're getting there.
Only thing I haven't been able to figure out how to use in this program is how to make you realize that you love me. But I've just been doing this for you this whole time.
Okay.
And then it's like a weird twisted version of what's the sickness where you make somebody
Munchausen's
sick?
Munchausen's by proxy.
Munchausen. So yeah, it's essentially the darker thing is that she's just as much in this toxic thing because, like, yes, he wants it, but she's like, the only relationship she has figured out how to have with this kid is being the cool friend that helps him get the boyfriend instead. So they're both just living this teen movie over and over again because it's the only way they know how to survive high school.
Okay. This is very interesting. Because I'm like, again, like, what we've given these kids is a god machine. That's a kind of the point. I'm like, this could get a lot weirder than, like, I gave myself abs.
No, it's
whatever,
a dark movie.
Right?
It's a movie saying that all these teen movies are
Photoshop clones of other ones.
Yes. Yes.
Don't you get it? The clone tool doesn't just clone things. It can clone people.
So, wait, so what are we going to do? And then, yeah, so like the end is essentially like, well, undo it. Can we just start this over? She's like, of course we can. And then it's like, oh no, they're just going to do this all over again.
Our history goes forever.
By the way, you do the fun stuff where the subtle hints where the dad's like, I swear to God, it's like a new boy every week. And it's like, what, dad? I never date anybody.
The reason he's a minimalist is because she has no photos of his house. So there's just an empty house.
Okay, there we go. We figure out the movie.
Now we go. Now we go. Now here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Okay, because this is very good. Because then her origin story, this is what you do. Her origin story is that she was the president of the yearbook and was obsessed with meticulously chronicling this school in every last detail and had thousands of pictures of this school for the yearbook. But then, like, the school burned down and everybody died but her or something fucked up like that, right? Like, there was like some awful tragedy happened and she just, like, she couldn't handle her grief over it, but she found magic Photoshop and she had all these pictures of the school, and then using magic Photoshop she managed to reconstruct the entire school and all of the people in it, but then they can never, like, there's, I don't know, like something like that. Is that a thing?
It's a dollhouse.
He checks the IP of the one seed, and who's the IP? It's her.
Yes.
She
oh
knows.
My God.
She's
always the one who
loads it up so that he gets it, and then they go through the same thing and she becomes his friend, and then they get close, and then it's like unrequited love on her part and he's really in love with this guy, but then he can't, when he figures out that the guy never likes him for who he is, she starts it all over again and they both can go through this thing. And it's a really messed up movie that Adobe would not want associated with Photoshop.
So essentially what you would do is this then. Okay, because this is very good. This is very good. This is very good. Because it's all under her control, right? It's all this, yes. Like, she's the toy master, right? But then she's like, all of these, like, they're just like they were when they were in school and she was a wallflower. She was ignored. Like, she felt like, or it wasn't, you know, she blamed everybody else, but she felt like, you know, she couldn't connect to anybody. So she feels just as invisible. And then she sees with this kid, she's like, the reason she gives him Photoshop is she wants to let someone else in on the secret, right? Like, she wants to let someone else into this world, but it doesn't work. Or, like, you know, like, again, like, that she grows closer with this person, but he's got his own life. He's got his own story he was trying to live before this horrible tragedy happened. Like, where he was chasing this other boy or something like that. Something like that?
Yeah.
And then, so yes, they reboot it at the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Memento with and Photoshop.
It's Photoshop.
Weird love
it's
triangle.
John Hughes teen Memento. Photoshop edition. Okay, sure.
Nailed it. Dude, nailed it. That's a good one, man. We nailed it.
I love her. It's all that fun stuff where it's like, wait a second, like, oh my God, you liked my Instagram post. You're the one who got, you know what I mean? Like, it's like the, yeah, okay.
Yep.
This is very, all right. It's something. It feels like that's,
all right.
We got to the core of something interesting, and then you probably have to dig it out a little bit more.
That counts. It was good.
It's a wild movie, that's for
sure.
It's
a wild movie.
All right, all right, all right.
Well, hey. It's less problematic than Weird Science. We did our job.
Hey, we did it. We did it. High fives all around.
We did it.
Well, folks, what a journey.
What an adventure we've gone on this week. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to Chad Ellis, who edits the podcast.
Wait. One thing. Thank you to Sean Zenitram on Twitter for sending us a Photoshop of Freddie being mad at Mount Rushmore. That you can find that on our Twitter at twitter.com/RJStoryBreak. Thank you, Sean.
And thank you, Maximum Fun, for having us on their podcast network. See and listen, well, just listen, to all the great podcasts at MaximumFun.org. We're one of them. There's plenty of other great ones there. That's going to do it for us this week. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to my co-hosts, Matt and Will. My name is Freddie Wong.
I am Will, from what Freddie just said.
I am Matt. And just, you know, if you're doing Photoshop, save often. Yeah. That's it. Just save.
Yeah, and give your layers good names. Oh, by the way, the trilogy is this, right? So this movie's called Photoshop, and then the next one's called Photoshop _ final, and then the third one is called Photoshop _ final, final reel.
Oh, perfect.
Here's how we pull off. If somebody's listening who went to Catholic school can remind me of what this joke is. I remember in computer class, one of the priests that taught computer class would make a joke about how Jesus saves.
So,
like, it was like the other gods did something else, and it's like, but Jesus, he saves. And that was the way he explained to Otto to make sure you save your files. It's a common joke. If you know that joke, say it.
Only 90s Catholic school kids will get this.
I'm trying to remember this joke. It was late, but I want to remember it. That's it.
All right.
Thanks, everyone.
Have a good one.
Hi, I'm Allie Gertz.
And I'm Julia Prescott, and we host
Round Springfield.
Round Springfield is a new Simpsons podcast that is Simpsons adjacent. Mm-hmm. In its topic, we talk to Simpsons writers, directors, voiceover actors, you name it, about non-Simpsons things that they've done because, surprise, they're all extremely talented.
Absolutely. For example, David X. Cohen worked on The Simpsons, but then created a little show called Futurama.
Mm-hmm.
That's our very first episode. Yeah. So tune in for stuff like that with Yardley Smith, with Tim Long, with different writers and voice actors. It's going to be so much fun. And we are every other week on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.